A couple of weeks from now, a NASA spacecraft is scheduled to land on Mars, and so will Adolf Hitler and Osama bin Laden. Well, not exactly. This spacecraft is carrying a DVD that contains thousands of names, and those names were collected on a website that encouraged people to participate in a mission to Mars. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports on what happens when anyone can send a message into space.
The urge to send greetings out into the solar system and beyond has been around basically for as long as we've been shooting rockets up. Just think about the plaque that Apollo 11 took to the moon, "We came in peace for all mankind." And remember those golden records put on the Voyager probes 30 years ago?
"Hello from the children of planet Earth."
There were greetings in many languages, all kinds of sounds, plus a message of hope from President Carter. Everything was carefully selected by a prestigious committee headed by famous astronomer Carl Sagan. But in the internet age, it's starting to become more of a free-for-all. Later this year, for example, NASA is planning to send up a lunar probe to scout out things for when humans return.
NASA is going back. Are you? I'm going.
That's an ad saying you can send your name off with the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter.
I'm going. Are you?
Sure. Where do I sign up?
You can enter your name on a website. Over 100,000 names are already on the list, including Deborah Jean Palfrey. That's the woman recently convicted of running a high-profile prostitution ring in Washington, D.C. She committed suicide last week. The satirical website Wonkette responded by adding her name to the list and saying they hoped Palfrey would enjoy the ride to a better place. Some people found that inappropriate. I brought this up with Victoria Friedenson, who works on the NASA project.
I heard that, yes.
Is the position is that's just going to the moon?
It's an interesting question for us, okay.
She says anyone can add any name. She has no way of knowing what the intent is or if there's someone else out there with the same name.
We don't have any way to know any of that. It's extremely unfortunate that that happened and that it got posted that way.
She says they can filter out obvious obscenities, but that's about all they can do. And other programs like this have run into the same problem. Maybe there really are space enthusiasts out there named Adolf Hitler and Osama bin Laden. Both apparently signed up to have their names on a special DVD. It's aboard the Phoenix spacecraft that's about to land on Mars. Other names include Donald Duck, John Lennon, Elvis Presley, Malcolm X. And you know that old graffiti, "Kilroy was here"? Well,
it's anyone who signed up.
Bruce Betts works with the Planetary Society. It collected 250,000 names for that DVD. He says there'll always be a few people whose intentions aren't good.
But really, you know, 99.99% of the people are doing it for genuine interest.
And if names are tricky, what about essays? NASA is inviting people to put 500-word messages that will be sent out with the Kepler spacecraft. It will be launched next year to search for Earth-like planets. David Koch works on the mission at NASA Ames Research Center. He says he hopes millions of people will sign up.
If somebody wants to submit Mickey Mouse as a name, that's fine with me.
I mean, Mickey Mouse is one thing, but you know, what if somebody put Adolf Hitler and then put a sort of really racist, nasty message?
If that's what they want to do, I'll let them.
He says that doesn't mean NASA endorses these views, but he wants people to have their say.
The whole idea is to let people show their enthusiasm for the space program.
The XPRIZE Foundation is taking a different approach to this issue. It's been collecting photos and messages for a future moon mission, and you can see all of these on a website. There's an email address so you can report inappropriate content. Bob Weiss works at the foundation.
Our concern is not so much that there's something offensive being carried to the moon. It's just that these things are on display. And so it's folks' terrestrial interaction with them that we are concerned with.
He says they'll make a judgment call if they get a complaint, but that hasn't happened yet. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.